The dean of the Massachusetts delegation, Ed Markey, has a huge lead of 29 points over his Democratic primary opponent, fellow Congressman Stephen Lynch, in a poll released this week by the Boston Herald and UMass Lowell. Markey leads Lynch 50% to 21% among likely primary voters. Mike Shea, a Democratic political analyst, said the poll is not surprising.
Democrats who participate in Democratic primaries tend to be on the more liberal side, and I think that Congressman Lynch has some problems with liberals.
Those problems include Lynch's votes for the war in Iraq and against the Affordable Care Act. Several earlier polls put Markey in the lead, but not by such a wide margin as the one from UMass Lowell. The poll, however, also found the race at this early stage is volatile, with 23% of the people surveyed saying they are undecided. And the candidates are not well known. Half the people polled said they had no opinion of Markey or never heard of him. In a low turnout special election, a get-out-the-vote effort will be critical. Organized labor can deliver such a ground game. Lynch is a former iron worker and has the support of trades unions. John Rowley is business manager for IBEW Local 2324 in Springfield, which is backing Lynch.
Absolutely. We're going to do whatever we can to help him succeed. If it's style over substance, we're not interested. We want the substantive matters dealt with, and Steve is the guy who's going to make that happen.
But last weekend, the Massachusetts AFL-CIO declined to endorse a candidate, which was a victory for Markey, according to political analyst Mike Shea.
There was a lot of expectation Lynch, being a former union leader and having so much support from the building trades, would win that endorsement. He did not, and that is, I think, a blow to his efforts.
Lynch is also struggling to win support from women. He opposes abortion, but said this week in a video posted on his campaign website that he would not vote to confirm a Supreme Court nominee who would overturn Roe versus Wade.
And I don't believe that attacking Roe v. Wade is part of any solution. I think that just, it changes the location of these abortions from a clinical setting to one that is much more dangerous for women in crisis.
Planned Parenthood is expected to make an endorsement in the Massachusetts Senate race shortly, according to Tricia Wadja, a spokesperson for the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts.
Because we know how important the issue of women's health is to Massachusetts voters, which is why, you know, for obvious reasons, we're following the race closely.
By walking the fence on the abortion issue, Lynch runs the risk of losing conservative independence, according to political analyst Shea.
Lynch could have done well if there was nothing to attract social conservatives from the independent ranks into the Republican race.
There is a three-way Republican primary with former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, private equity advisor Gabriel Gomez, and State Representative Dan Winslow. The UMass Lowell poll showed the two Democrats with large leads over all three Republicans. The primaries will be on April 30th, the special election on June 25th. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.